reading from John is very famous. It probably is insisting on the reality of the incarnation, but it in rebuttal probably against a certain Cerinthus, one of the heretics in the first century, who said, you know, that the Spirit descended on Jesus at his baptism, but left at his passion. I don't know why he thought that, except the Gnostics had this notion that there's matter can produce no good. And so, you know, and yet here we are with sacraments. But so John is rebutting that. Who indeed is the victor over the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through water and blood, baptism and passion. Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood, he really did die that awful death. It wasn't an illusion, or the word did not leave Jesus to suffer. Sounds strange after 2,000 years of doctrine, but some people held that, you see. He came through water and blood, not by water alone, but by water and blood, and the Spirit is the one who bears witness. And the Spirit is truth. So there are three who testify: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are of one accord. If we accept human testimony, the testimony of God is surely greater. Now, the testimony of God is this: that he has testified on behalf of his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has this testimony within himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar by not believing the testimony that God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony: God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever possesses the Son has life. Whoever does not possess the Son of God does not have life. Well, how do we possess the Son of God? By believing, by turning to him, by praying, and by obeying him. The Lord has a plan for our life. He wants to guide us from this world into eternity, but we have to listen to him and obey him. You see, I write these things to you so that you may know that you have eternal life, you who believe in the name of the Son of God. What a privilege, huh? We believe in the name of the Son of God by a work of the Holy Spirit in us. We can't do that. That's not a work of flesh and blood. Now, when we're baptized as infants and grow up our whole life as Christians, as Catholics, it's hard for us to realize that every movement of faith is a work of the Holy Spirit. We agree to it, but the Spirit produces it. And so to deny that he came by blood is to deny the whole passion. He came through water and blood. Baptism, where he was ineluctably directed toward his passion. That's why during his life he spoke of times of his passion as his baptism, right? I have a baptism with which I should be baptized, and how I am straitened until it be accomplished. And that's his passion. The gospel is a healing. leprosy. A man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. When he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleaded with him, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hands and touched him, a leper. He touched him and said, "I do will it. Be made clean." Now, what's the lesson for us? Can we talk to Jesus that way? "Lord, if you will it, you could take the sin out of my life. You could give me a deeper grace of repentance. You could cleanse my heart of jealousy and anger and fear so that I could love you and everybody. If you will it, you can do it." And the Lord says, "I do will it. Now you just accept it." And that's the tough part. Because to accept that grace means to die to sin and to die to self. And we're pretty stuck on ourselves. And so, go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That would be proof for them. And so then, when that news got out, everybody tried to find Jesus. Huh? Crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured of their ailments. But he would withdraw to deserted places to pray. Now just think, if Jesus, the living, eternal Son of God, has to withdraw to pray, what about us? Is what we're doing so important that we can't take time to pray? There's something wrong with that, isn't it? So let's just try to listen to the Spirit and move as he leads.